From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Roger Hannigan-Gilson in the Times Union reports that environmentalists are concerned about a proposal by a Yonkers-based company attempting to build a plant in the Catskill Park to convert food waste and other trash into paper products and I quote, biofuel pellets, end quote, that could replace coal. The plant would go in Delaware County, less than 2,000 feet from the Schoharie Creek near the Greene County border. Use Energy would attempt the first use of this technology in the U.S. with a goal of diverting more than 176 tons of garbage from landfills each year. So far, there have been two public information sessions about the proposal. Wes Gillingham, the associate director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, said there was a lot of opposition. Gillingham said, and I quote, Use Energy CEO Dan McSpeeden had a really hard time getting through his program because people were so angry. Something that needs to be considered in any proposal is whether the community where it is being placed wants it there. It's their community, end quote. Municipal garbage would be trucked to the plant from transfer stations within a 50-mile radius if the proposal is approved. The State Department of Environmental Conservation needs to decide whether the proposal could have enough impact on its surroundings to require a full environmental review. Lafarge in Ravenna has attempted to burn trash in its kilns and so far has not been allowed. A proposal to bury waste in Catskill was withdrawn a few years ago, too. Gillingham says, and I quote, At this point, this looks like a really bad proposal for the Catskills, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that a bill that would prohibit elected officials from serving on the boards of industrial development agencies failed this year in the state legislature. State Senator James Scopus, a Democrat, sponsored the measure, which was approved in the Senate, did not win approval in the Assembly. He said, and I quote, I won't name names, but you can read between the lines. You had elected officials that served on the Orange County IDA Board and many other IDA boards for many years. They will give out all these tax breaks, all these pilots, some of which are warranted and some of which are unwarranted, and then they run for higher office, and then the Rolodex comes out, and they can call up these folks, end quote. Scopus also suggested that some elected officials who serve on IDA boards get campaign contributions from those getting tax relief. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Michael DeMasi reports in the Albany Business Review that the former Thompson House Resort, a 141-year-old, 110-room resort on Route 296 in Wyndham, has begun renovations. Wilder Hotels of Los Angeles bought the resort in June for $2.27 million, according to a deed filed in the county clerk's office. They are now calling the property Wilder Wyndham and expect to open in spring 2022. Wilder owns resorts in Hope Valley, California and Tilghman Island, Maryland, and their Wilder Hope Valley in California Sierra Nevada Mountains was named one of the best new properties in the world by Travel and Leisure recently. The resort, with 20 acres and the Batavia Kill crossing the property, was owned by members of the Gotesh family since 1880, but Eric Gotesh of Wyndham couldn't be reached for comment. John Flanagan, founder and CEO of Wilder Hotels, would not say how much the company is spending on renovations. Read more about this story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.